How Kiwi Saved the Forest. A tale from long ago. Retold by Andre Ngaapo. Illustrated by Isabel Joy Te Aho White. Long, long ago in Aotearoa, things were not as they are now. The skies were filled with birds, swooping and soaring above the trees. Brightest of all was Kiwi, with his rainbow wings and his long, thin legs. Oh, how Kiwi loved to fly! One day, a booming call rang out through the forest. Haere mai! Haere mai! It was the call of Tane Hokahoka, guardian of the birds. Kiwi and the other birds flew down to the forest floor. There stood Tane Hokahoka with his brother, Tane Mahuta, guardian of the trees. The trees are dying, said Tane Mahuta. The insects that live on the forest floor are eating the trees. I call on you, the birds of the forest, to save the trees. How can we do that? Squawked all the birds at once. Tane Mahuta replied, Come and live on the forest floor so you may eat the insects and save the trees. The birds were shocked and silent. No one wanted to live on the damp, dark forest floor. Tane Hokahoka looked at Tui. Tui, with your sweet song, will you come and hunt for insects to eat? Oh, Kao, not me, said Tui, turning his head away. I am afraid of the dark. Tane Hokahoka turned to Pukeko. Pukeko, with your red beak and feathers so blue, will you save the forest? Kao, not me, said Pukeko. My feet will get wet and cold. And so it went. One by one, each bird said no, until only Kiwi was left. Kiwi, with your rainbow wings and long, thin legs, will you come down from the skies? Will you hunt the insects and save the trees? Asked Tane Hokahoka. Kiwi looked up at the sky. Oh, how he loved to fly. But he loved the forest too. How could he live in a world with no trees? Kiwi took a deep, sad breath. I will do it, he said. Tane Hokahoka and Tane Mahuta were filled with joy, but they had more to say. It will be hard for you, Kiwi, said Tane Hokahoka. You will need to become a hunter. You will need to grow strong, sturdy legs. I, said Kiwi, I know. And, said Tane Hokahoka, your beautiful rainbow feathers will fade and grow dull. You will never fly again. Kiwi's heart sank. He loved to fly, but he loved the forest more. I, said Kiwi sadly, I know. And so brave Kiwi came to live on the damp, dark forest floor. His legs grew sturdy and strong, and his wings grew dull. Kiwi hunted for insects in the dark of the night. This is how Kiwi saved the forest and became the most loved of all the birds.